This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors this week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Advanced Options for Experienced Investors podcast, Income Strategies, Part 2.
If we draw some of the P&L charts, they look almost identical as well. The reason is something called, there's a synthetic relationship between calls and puts. Now, how come these two numbers are different? How come the covered call break-even is $59.83 and the short in the money put break even is $59.90. There's something called put call parity. Put call parity demonstrates the relationship between call prices and put prices. The only difference between these two is the interest. There's 7 cents of interest on having this position on. All right, so let's kind of go and see from a strategy selection standpoint which of these strategies we might want to put on given different situations. Do we sell the 70 call for $1.10? We can sell, you know, a strike price that's even higher than the 65 strike, or do we sell the 65 call for $2.55, or sell the 70 put for $8.60? Okay, if we do a covered call with the 65 strike call, and we get assigned, what is the gain? The gain on the stock is going to be this. We own the stock again at $62.38, right? The stock rallies up to or through our strike price, we get assigned, we have to sell the stock at 65, right? That's what getting assigned is. The stock gets called away from us. So we own it here, we sell it here, we profit $2.62 on just the stock. Now, if instead of writing the 65 call, we decide to write the 70 call, what would be our gain on the stock if we get assigned? If the stock rallies up to 70, we're going to make another $5. So what's the maximum profit on the covered call, taking into account both the gain on the stock as well as the premium we collected, the $2.55? We just add them together, right? 517. We made $2.62 on the advancement of the stock from 62.38 up to 65, and we also reaped that premium of $2.55 when we sold the option. Okay, so what's the maximum profit on the 70 covered call or buy right? Right, 872. We determined that we made $7.62 on the stock, right? But we also collected $1.10 when we sold the call. Total profit of 872. Now the short put, we're going to make $8.60. Now again, that's real similar to the 70 buy right, isn't it? Those two are almost interchangeable. There's really just some tactical differences. With the 70 put, you might get assigned early, right? It's in the money. If you do get assigned early, on the day you get assigned, well, your position's done. You move on to another one. With the covered call, that option is starting out of the money. You're less likely to get assigned. So when we're doing a covered call or a buy right, our strike selection is going to be determined by, well, where do we think the stock is going? This is another example of a spread where the strike that we select to sell is right about where we think the stock should be going to. It's going to go to our short strike. If it goes too much further through it, well, there's opportunity cost, isn't there? We set our maximum profit potential with doing a covered call. So if we're doing a covered call and we do the 70 strike, we're a little more bullish than if we would have done the 65 strike, right? Well, let's look at these numbers. If you think that the stock is going to $65 a share, which of these buy rights would you rather do, the 65 buy right or the 75 buy right? You'd rather do the 65 buy rate. Why? Because you're collecting a higher premium on the 65 calls. You collect $2.55 instead of $1.10, right? Now, if you think the stock is going up to 70, which of these two buy rates would you rather do? You'd rather do the 70 strike buy rate, wouldn't you? You're collecting less money in premium, but yeah, you get that stock appreciation. You're not going to get assigned until the stock reaches 70. So you're able to collect another $5 in the advancement of the stock price. Let's move on to calendar spreads. One type of calendar spread is called a diagonal. And what a diagonal is when you buy one call option in this example, and it has a longer term to expiration than the option that you're going to sell against it. So here we're going to buy, we have XYZ stock trading at 62.38. We're going to buy the January 50 LEAPS call at $14.60. And we're going to sell the 65 call at $2.55. The 65 call that we're selling has fewer days to expiration. Okay, this is a 30-day or a 30-day option. Now, take a good hard look at this strategy. Does this look like any strategy that we've talked about so far? Looks a lot like a covered call, doesn't it? But instead of owning the stock, we're buying the January 50 strike LEAPS call instead at $14.60. What's the advantage of buying the LEAPS call instead of buying the stock? It's much less expensive, isn't it? We're not spending $62.38 on the stock. We're buying the right to buy the stock at 50, and we're only paying $14.60 for that right. So that's the good news. We're putting up less capital when we enter into this type of a strategy. But the bad news is, what happens if the stock is trading above 65 at the expiration of the 65 call? We're going to get assigned, aren't we? What happens if we get assigned? I mean, if you have a covered call and you get assigned, well, the stock you own gets called away. Here we don't own any stock, do we? What ends up happening is we end up with the LEAP call that we bought plus a short stock position against that LEAP call. All right, so we end up with a spread on that we didn't probably necessarily plan on having on. This requires a little bit more active management. You might have to kind of watch this because you might want to, you know, trade out of it before you get assigned. Okay, if the 65 call does get assigned, what do? Well, we could exercise the LEAPS option, right? If we exercise our LEAP call, we fulfill our obligation because we end up getting long stock. If we're short stock and long stock, well, they end up canceling each other out. We end up with no position, right? So the position's closed, but why might we not want to do that? Right, before when we were talking about, you know, why you might get assigned, people are pretty unlikely to exercise an option if it has a lot of time premium. It's like throwing money away, right? Okay, another way that we can get out of this position if we end up getting assigned is we could buy the stock, right? If we own the LEAP and we get assigned on the call and we end up with a long LEAP plus a short stock position, we just buy back our short stock and close that short stock position. We still end up with the LEAP then, right? Now, why might we want to do this? That's the next point. We can buy the stock and we can sell another call against it, right? We close the position, we buy the stock and do another covered call. Which of those two you select, either buying the stock to close out the position and keep the LEAP on, or to buy the stock back, is going to depend on what your forecast is, what's your outlook. If you're bullish on the stock, well, you might just want to keep the LEAP call, right? If the stock goes higher and you own a call, you're likely to make money, aren't you? You can also buy the stock and sell the LEAPS option out and just close the whole thing, right? Why might you do that? Really, your motivation here is you just get out of the whole thing, right? If you think that the stock is going down in value, just close it and move on to the next trade.
Good news for investors. This week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
We hope these two OIC podcasts have helped you learn more about advanced income strategies. Remember, if you have an options-related question, call us at 1-888-OPTIONS. Next in the series is OIC's Advanced Options for Experienced Investors, Managing the Product, Strategic Alternatives to Inaction, Part 1. You'll find this free download at www.optionseducation.org.